Welcome to Funnel Hacker Radio Podcast, where we go behind the scenes and uncover the tactics and strategies top entrepreneurs are using to make more sales, dominate their markets, and how you can get those same results. Here is your host, Dave Woodward.
Well, welcome back, everybody. You're here at Funnel Hacker Radio, and I am your host, Dave Woodward. Today, you have the opportunity of actually hearing from one of our dream car winners, Greg Jeffries. Greg, welcome to the show.
Thanks for having me.
I'm super excited. You guys, you may or may not know Greg. If you've been around ClickFunnels, he's been crushing it, and it was really kind of fun. He reached out to me basically saying, hey, you know what? I've won the dream car, and I think it'd be important that you basically let other people know how I did it. And I thought, you know what a fantastic opportunity. We've never had someone on the podcast basically showing exactly or telling them how they've actually been able to do what they've done like this. And so I hope you guys really enjoy the show. This is going to be a lot of fun for me because I don't know exactly what's going to happen here. So, Greg, let's kind of just dive right in. First of all, you mentioned basically the fact you've been online for the last 7 years, kind of in the trenches, learning everything you could about internet marketing, spent, you know, tens of thousands of dollars, mostly, yeah. I guess, using your credit cards and stuff.
Oh,
and
yeah.
Just really trying to find out exactly how to make it. And I think, again, the cool thing is basically, you know, after years of, you know, lots of trial and error, I think it's cool that you've actually refined what you are basically calling your simple SEO method that allows you to really get traction in almost any industry promoting any type of product. I appreciate the fact that you're promoting ClickFunnels. Yeah. But I want, you know, SEO is one of those crazy topics that, man, it is so hard for a lot of us to kind of wrap our minds around. SEO is one of the things I've always just kind of said, you know what, I'll deal with that later. So I think it's fascinating that you've actually figured this out. There's always been a lot of the, you know, black hat versus white hat type of comics when it comes to SEO. But right. Tell me first of all, let people understand what you've done so far and kind of, you know, what types of funnels you're using to drive this, how you're doing it, and let's kind of see where this goes.
Okay. So yeah, I make my full-time income from mostly from affiliate SEO. So I just promote a variety of different products. ClickFunnels is actually a big chunk of those commissions. And the big kind of aha moment, like I've been kind of, like you said, in the trenches for the last couple of years, I learned, you know, invested tens of thousands of dollars in courses and, you know, paid traffic, SEO, all kinds of stuff, and just sort of naturally gravitated towards the SEO side of things. And the big aha moment for me about a year or two ago was focusing on long tail keywords. That's just, you know, longer search phrases. And that's something that people are probably, you know, have heard of or familiar with, but I feel that we're in a really special time when it comes to the, you know, the internet and SEO, because we're at this nice place where there's a lot of cool tools that make it simple to do things like ClickFunnels and like certain keyword tools that make, you know, implementing my strategy really, really simple. That these tools, they just weren't around a couple of years ago. Like there's always been opportunity on the internet, but there's been kind of a barrier to entry until I feel like the last couple of years. And so what, you know, this long tail keywords is not anything new. But before a couple of years ago, I didn't know personally that there are any tools out there or many where you could quickly scrape a long list of these keywords. You know, you could use tools like Longtail Pro or something and do like competitive research on these keywords. But I never really wanted to invest in tools like that, because I was like, you know, where are the other keywords? Because, you know, there's only so many keywords that Google Keyword Planner tool is going to give you. Those are, and I don't even know if you can really trust the data on those, if it's accurate or not, but you know, there's more keywords than what it gives you. Or at least I did. And I was like, where are those keywords? Where are those crazy long tail keywords that I know people all over the world are typing in? So there's a couple of tools out there that you can get some more insight into those. So one that I can recommend is called keywordtool.io. So it's pretty easy to remember, just keywordtool.io. And you can just – I start with a root keyword or a base keyword. So for instance, if we type in ClickFunnels to that tool, then we're going to get a long list of related keywords that are, you know, longer tail. And it's basically going out there and scraping these from the Google related keyword searches out there. So these are keywords that people are actually typing in, but they're longer tail, which means they're far less competitive. And so they're really easy to rank for. And while they might only get a handful of trickle of traffic each per month, since they are so easy to go after and like low hanging fruit, if you take the effort or put forth the effort to just optimize content, and by optimize I'm not even saying like send backlinks or anything like that, but literally just create content about these targeting these keywords, either blog posts or YouTube videos or both, and do that lots of times, then you're going to not only get some organic traffic, but you're going to find that you're going to be kind of dominating and saturating the search engines for YouTube and Google for these long tail keywords. And again, even though each of these keywords alone may only get searched a handful of times a month, if you're going after 100 or 5,000 of these, then that's a lot of real targeted traffic every single month. And ClickFunnels is just one of many products or services or niches that you can do this in. ClickFunnels is actually kind of a small super niche product or service. It's in the internet marketing niche, which is really, really small compared to things like diet and weight loss and some other products that you may be able to find on Amazon. So there's just unlimited potential with this strategy.
So as people are listening, give them an example. So okay. what would be something they could actually, so if they were going with, so first of all, a lot of you guys who are listening, if you aren't familiar with affiliate training and things, how it works. So with ClickFunnels, you basically get 40% commission on a monthly ongoing basis for whatever product anybody basically buys through your affiliate link, you get that 40% commission. And the way it works for us, basically, as soon as you get 100 people, we then pay you $500 for your dream car. And as soon as you have 200 people on a monthly basis, you then get $1,000 for your dream car. But the whole idea behind an affiliate program is you're basically, a company is paying you to basically market for them. So instead of us going out and spending our money promoting ClickFunnels direct, we then pay our affiliates to promote for us, because it's a much broader and wider reach. And same type of thing, whether it's ClickBank or some of these other large affiliate type of networks, they've got products and services do the exact same thing. For us, one of the things we offered was, our affiliate bootcamp, trying to get people started real quick. It's a free program, so you can go to affiliatebootcamp.com if you want and you kind of get started on some of the basics to affiliate marketing. So the stuff here that Greg's talking about obviously takes a little more time, but the key to it is if you take a look at a product like ClickFunnels where you're getting paid monthly for everything that you do, the long tail actually works because you're building a whole bunch of assets out there that continue to be looked at, clicked on, and they're clicking on your affiliate link and you're still getting credit for it, even though you may have created that content last year or the year before. Our number one dream car affiliate for the longest time actually used to be Steven Asketsis, and he literally was one of the very first people who created a blog post, a very detailed blog post about ClickFunnels versus lead pages, and just provided an immense amount of content and value. And so people spent a ton of their time out there actually diving into exactly what he was doing and trying to understand and learn from that. So again, this is something that Steven started, we're 3 years old as of last Saturday, and he literally put it up, I think, within the first 2 months and was our number one affiliate for, gosh, probably the first 2 years. Since wow. then, he's dropped a little bit, just as other people have promoted pretty heavy. But I mean, he's still, I'm taking a look right now. I'm trying to glance through our top leaderboard here. He is still in our top four. So
it's incredible.
Again, yeah. He's just crushing it. So it's cool to see.
Well, if it's okay, I want to show people or kind of explain how I would scale with this strategy, because I can use ClickFunnels as an example. Because a lot of people, is that cool?
Yeah, of course.
Okay. So a lot of people, the example I gave, a lot of people are going to do exactly that. And that's like as far as they're going to take it. So if you use a tool like keywordtool.io, plug in keyword ClickFunnels is going to give you a list of a couple hundred, and that list in itself is going to keep you busy for a while. But a way to scale, because you know once you start to see results and you start earning money, you know, especially with ClickFunnels, it's recurring. You get kind of addicted and you want to make more money. So you know, when you run out of keywords for the actual product or service that you're promoting, what do you do then? You know, where do you go from there? So I have a really simple way to scale from there. I don't know if this will work in like every single niche, but it definitely is one way to scale. But with ClickFunnels, so first I would go after the low hanging fruit, which is the keywords related to the product or service name, which are all the ClickFunnels keywords. Next, I would start going after all the competitors. So the lead pages, the Insta pages, the you know, whatever other sales page tools out there. And all of those, if you plug all of those keywords into the keyword tool, you're going to get hundreds for each of those products and services. And just think of all the things that ClickFunnels does and all of its competitors. And you can go out there and, you know, build these lists of all of those, you know, competitors. And basically the angle there would be when you're creating your content, whether it be a YouTube video or a blog post, if you can decide which one you want to promote, but if you want to increase your commissions with ClickFunnels, you can address these other products and services and highlight their strengths and weaknesses and kind of direct them and, you know, refer them ultimately to ClickFunnels. So you're siphoning that long tail traffic and it comes to the lead pages and the Instacarts and stuff, but you're ultimately promoting ClickFunnels, because the truth is, everybody that can use ClickFunnels and really needs it for their business, they don't know what it's called. They don't even know it exists, but they might be familiar with a lead pages or an Insta page or an Infusionsoft. And so they might be searching for those keywords, and that's your opportunity to introduce them to an alternative solution like ClickFunnels.
And so are you then creating, what type of content are you creating for those people when they're clicking on that?
You know, you could just, again, just create content to sort of address why they came there. So if they're searching for something specific in relation to that tool, you can say, you know, hey, thanks for checking out this video. You know, the reason you came here is because of lead pages, blah, blah, blah. You're trying to look, trying to do something specific with lead pages. So, you know, maybe address, if you know something about that tool, that would help. And you can address whatever, you know, question they came to get answered, and then say, oh, and by the way, you know, you may also want to consider as an alternative ClickFunnels, which also does this, 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 and this. You know, both my links are below. It's up to you, you know, which one you choose to invest in. And then I would also offer like some sort of a bonus to incentivize them to take action through your affiliate link. So that's the first layer. And then to expand it even more, it's kind of what you guys said that you were going to do in the Funnel Hacking Live with the Expert Secrets book. You're going like mass market, you're going broad. And so then you can break down once you start go after all the competitors, all the those brand names like the lead pages, pages and whatnot, then you can go a little bit more broad and go after the long tail keywords related to sort of the generic keywords related to what ClickFunnels does. So it's a squeeze page tool, it's a sales page builder, it's a, you know, autoresponder solution, it's a affiliate management tool. So those are all kind of broader terms, but you can start with, you know, the root keywords of each of those and plug those into the long tail keyword tool. And those are much more broad. Those are for, you know, the people that they don't know what lead pages is. They don't know what ClickFunnels is. They just know they need like an affiliate management system, or they need a squeeze page builder. They know enough that that's all they know, but they're not familiar with the brand names. So that's like a lot more broad, but it, you know, that's kind of scaling big once you've attacked all the other keywords and brands out there and competitors. So that's kind of how to scale with ClickFunnels. And there's so much opportunity. Like there's only so much that I've been able to do. And that's why I'm kind of sharing this, because I know there's a lot of affiliates out there that they get really impressed by my results or other people's results. They're posting screenshots in the Facebook groups and they're like, wow, you know, these are big numbers. I want to achieve that. And everybody that is willing to put in the effort can. Absolutely. So there's plenty of opportunity for each person, even if you just focused on one batch of keywords. Like if you wanted to be the guy that kind of siphoned all of the lead pages traffic and referred that traffic to ClickFunnels, you could be that guy. Or if you just wanted to focus on the Infusionsoft traffic and kind of siphon that traffic from Google and YouTube, you could be that guy. And just pick a place to start. And then again, as you start to make more commissions, you're going to want to make more. So that's a way to scale, because I don't want you to run into these roadblocks where you're like, man, you know, I went from like zero to, you know, $1,000 a month, but how do I get to 2,000, you know?
So Greg, are you doing primarily videos for that content? Are you doing blog posts?
I'm doing more blog posts and articles now, just because you have a little bit more control over the traffic with your own website. But I started with nothing but YouTube videos, so just lots and lots of YouTube videos.
Okay, and I know for a lot of people, we're seeing right now, if you want to do a ClickFunnels review, mm-hmm. and put that on YouTube, we're seeing a lot of people going to that primarily because we're driving a lot of cold traffic to our new viral video, and so people go, "What is ClickFunnels?" They're typing in, you know, ClickFunnels reviews into, you know, YouTube. So I would say probably the first thing I would end up doing would be creating a ClickFunnels review website, only because we're paying for a lot of traffic. Mm-hmm. And so, I mean, that's a real easy one. The other thing I know is, you know, blog posts, a lot of it kind of comes down to whatever you're best at. If you feel like you're best at doing a video, then do a video. If you feel like you're better at, as a writer, then by all means, do a blog post or an article or something like that. And the key to it is providing content. And the great thing about content, and anybody who's been watching any of the stuff we're doing right now, is we are becoming a massive producer of content. We do, you know, a ton of Facebook Lives. We're doing a lot of YouTube videos. We're doing a lot of just written things as well. We've got a whole new blog strategy we're going to be coming out in the next month on just really trying to dominate those types of industries. So realize that content's real critical, and part of it's just getting it out there. And then obviously if you can get it out there specific to the keywords, I think that's a huge, huge opportunity. One of the things I know we've seen a lot of people have success with, is they're doing stuff on YouTube, is vidIQ. And you can basically, it'll tell you all the keywords that, you know, some of the top ranking videos have and what you can do to basically beat those.
Mm-hmm.
So I think, again, those are great. Any other resources before we wrap things up here?
No, I just wanted to kind of give people a push in the right direction, and that should be enough even for beginners with that one resource to get, because really the key to leverage in this strategy is having that list of keywords. Like you don't want to have to be tasked with trying to figure out all those yourself. So with a simple tool like keywordtool.io, which is a free resource, they have a paid version, but the free one's absolutely fine to begin with. That can give people enough direction to whether they decide to focus on videos or blog posts, whichever one they're best at, that'll give them a starting point.
I think that's awesome. Well, Greg, thank you so much for your time. I greatly appreciate it. Any parting words?
No, I guess if they want to learn more about the step-by-step process of exactly how to do all these steps and what I'm doing, not just for ClickFunnels, but, you know, scaling and other niches, they can check out my website, SEOAffiliateDomination.com.
That sounds awesome. Well, Bud, I appreciate it. Thank you so much for your time today.
All right. Thanks, Dave.
Thanks for listening to Funnel Hacker Radio Podcast. If you'd like to be notified anytime we release a new episode, just subscribe over at funnelhackerradio.com. In addition to that, we'd love to send you a free gift. You can find that free gift at funnelhackerradio.com/free trial. One last thing is, we love giving away cars. So if you'd like access to a free dream car, all you have to do is go to funnelhackerradio.com/dreamcar and you'll get all the details. Thanks again for listening.